2007 stands up as a critical year in the effort to combat global warming, according to Eileen Claussen, president of the nonprofit Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
It was a spectacular, game-changing year, which doesn't mean that we've got everything resolved yet, because of course we don't. But in terms of setting the stage for what we need to do, I think it was terrific.
Claussen says 2007 got off to a good start with the announcement of the U.S. Climate Action Partnership,
which was an alliance now of 27 corporations and 6 nonprofit organizations in the U.S. saying we need a mandatory national program with a goal of reducing U.S. greenhouse gas emissions 60% to 80% by 2050.
That commitment to scale back from high 1990 emissions levels, the marker for such improvements, was reaffirmed in early December in Bali at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, where members of the alliance upped the ante, pledging to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2050. Claussen says this is a significant step because industry had formally rejected the binding commitments associated with the Kyoto Protocol, the global climate change agreement.
Many, many companies have already set voluntary emission reduction goals, which means they had to inventory their emissions and figure out what they could do. Companies that develop technology are looking ahead to a carbon-constrained world and the kinds of technologies that will be demanded by that world. And so there are companies beginning to invest significant amounts of money to prepare for what they see as inevitable.
Claussen says in the absence of a substantive commitment by the federal government, U.S. states have stepped in to pick up the slack.
So in February, we had a Western Climate Initiative, which includes 7 states and 2 Canadian provinces. We've got the work that's ongoing in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. And then in, I think, really big news, we had a Midwestern Regional Greenhouse Gas Reduction Accord with 6 U.S. states and 1 Canadian province.
If that Midwest alliance were a country, it would be the 5th largest carbon producer in the world behind the United States, China, India, and Russia. The Midwest Pact sets ambitious goals to cut global warming gases. It mandates increased energy efficiency, greater use of biofuels, and requires that coal-fired power plants capture and store carbon emissions. And by 2030, the region hopes to generate 30% of its power from renewable sources. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says the regional agreement charts a new energy direction for his state.
We have an opportunity here in Wisconsin to build a large part of our economy around energy independence. We have great agricultural production. Our northern half of our state is vast forests in which we are discovering a great deal of biomass that could be used as energy. And so forests, agriculture, and research, we have them all, and we want to make sure we're a major part of the growing economy.
The same message came from a meeting in Lisbon, Portugal, in late October, where a coalition of European countries, New Zealand, and several U.S. states and Canadian provinces joined to form the International Carbon Action Partnership.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lisbon, to the ceremony of the signing of the protocol for the International Carbon Action Partnership.
Premier Gordon Campbell from British Columbia and New Jersey Governor John Corzine were in Portugal to sign the pact. They say the agreement gives them another forum in which to coordinate market action on carbon.
We build consistency and stability over the long term for this, and it's a critical component of us reducing carbon emissions and greenhouse gases globally.
And maybe more importantly, from my point of view, set a framework for the debate, national establishment of global trading system on carbon.
That debate is heating up as the U.S. Congress considers a bill to cap carbon emissions. The White House has opposed such a mandate, favoring voluntary emissions reductions instead. Eileen Claussen with the Pew Center for Global Climate Change is confident that the Congress will pass a law that would require the U.S. to reduce what it emits.
I would like to see a bill passed in the U.S. Congress in 2008, and getting that to happen will not be easy, and of course getting the president to sign it is a challenge also.
Claussen says the law may have to wait for the inauguration of a new U.S. president in January 2009. She believes that change of administration would put the U.S. into a better bargaining position as nations try to hammer out a successor to the Kyoto Protocol before it expires in 2012.
The notion of commitments for all the major emitting countries either has to be explicitly on the table, which I think is a huge challenge, or at least not precluded from the negotiations that will start sometime after Bali.
Eileen Clausen says two stories sum up the encouraging trends in 2007. First, 2007 was a year in which a U.S. state rejected a permit for a coal-fired power plant based on climate change. And secondly, it was a year when 80 heads of state met in a U.N. special session and acknowledged the urgent need to act on climate change. Clausen says these are powerful signs that the political will exists to work toward a healthier and more sustainable planet. For Focus, I'm Roseanne Skirby.